Israel, a new coalition heading for the rocks. If the political situation in Israel wasn't so dire, then the ousting of right-wing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by a disparate coalition, headed up by Netanyahu's former wingman Naftali Bennett, would be farcical. It's like replacing Lucifer with Satan. Under the eight-party coalition deal, Bennett will serve the first 2 years of a four-year term as PM, and then hand over the reins to a secular right-winger, Yair Lapid. While Netanyahu is a rotten hard-right nationalist, who thought the prosecution of the recent 11-day war on Gaza would preserve his premiership and protect him against corruption charges, millionaire ex-tech boss Bennett is even further to the right. He champions the settler movement for a greater Israel in the occupied Palestinian territories. Anti-trade union Bennett not only rejects a Palestinian state, he is also reactionary domestically. He's against regulation in the private sector, and opposes trade unions, telling The Guardian in 2013 he wanted to break the stranglehold the big unions have on the Israeli economy. However, the coalition has only a wafer-thin parliamentary majority, and combines seemingly incompatible Israeli right-wing MPs through to some with a social democratic background, and also Mansour Abbas, leader of the Arab Islamist Ra party. Any renewed hostilities between the Israeli state and Hamas in Gaza will splinter the coalition. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is busily scheming to split away coalition right-wingers to his camp, having laughably accused the coalition of being left-wing and dangerous. Neither Lucifer nor Satan can address the elephant in the room, i.e. the Israeli/Palestinian national question, or the pressing social and economic problems facing both Jewish and Arab workers within Israel. Only the building of socialist movements in the Palestinian-occupied territories and in Israel, fighting against capitalism, can provide a way out for the long-suffering masses.